Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Christina Love, and our guests today are from Judo's Pride Course to highlight the new season and to let us know how to participate. Please welcome Kim Kiefer, Leah Labar, and LaRoe Jones.
LaRoe
Jones. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you. So I'm so grateful for your new website. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks really, really good. And it was really fun to do a little bit of research because I'd never heard of you guys before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's really great to learn about. Can you guys tell me about PFLEG?
Parents, friends, and family of lesbians and gays. So PFLEG is a national, maybe international, organization. And the PFLEG group here sponsors the Juno Pride Course.
That's so great.
So
I love to see that you guys have deep roots here in Juno. Like, so this has been, so it'll be 24 years this fall, right?
I think it's 23.
I think 23. We're trying to figure out that too.
We're trying to figure that out too.
Something like that.
Yeah.
96, 97.
24.
Yeah. So that's huge.
It's huge.
It is.
How long have you guys been a part of the chorus?
I've been singing for about 7 years.
Me too.
And I've been off and on. I started when the Pride Chorus started, and then I took a little break, a fairly long break, actually, and then came back, 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, singing is such a wonderful thing for the people that get to hear it and for those of us that get to do it. And so many studies now are showing that singing is really great for your health.
Yes.
And being able to sing with a bunch of women and support LGBT, the community, and as strong allies that sing with us is such a wonderful thing and so needed in this community and throughout the world.
So how many people do you have a part of the chorus right now?
We're around 20, I think. It's varied from 35 down. And right now, we've had a lot of founding members that have since moved south.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of at a transitional phase where we really, really could use some more voices.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So what brought you guys to the chorus?
Well, I have been a fan absolutely from the beginning. I used to go to all of the concerts, but my life with children and all that kind of stuff was just way too busy. Couldn't fit it in. But I swore that the minute I got to where I could fit it in, I would, and I did. So it's a wonderful group of women. We just we have a good time and support each other. It's great.
So if I wanted to join the chorus, what would I do?
I just come tomorrow night is our first rehearsal for a while, Tuesday nights at 5:30, hopefully 5:30 sharp. We have a little bit of problem with people straggling in sometimes, but at the Resurrection Lutheran Church, just right here downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah.
That's really great.
So
how often do you guys meet?
Every Tuesday. And when we get really close to the concert, we squeeze in some rehearsals on Saturday, getting ready. And our concert is going to be April 25th at Northern Lights Church.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
That's really, really great. So I could come in and let's say I don't have any experience other than in my shower singing.
That's great.
That's great.
That's totally fine?
That's fine.
Absolutely fine.
Oh, great.
That's fine.
A lot of the members don't read music. We've not sang with professional groups. If you don't even know if you're an alto or a soprano, come and sing and we'll move you where you belong.
Right.
And we have practice CDs and on our website, members can go into a place where they can download their music for their part. So if they find out they're an alto two, they can just pull all the alto two songs off and be able to practice it. So we try to make it as easy as possible for people, regardless of what their experience is.
Oh, that's so great. So you guys have, and you feel like, and you have your own community and supporting community.
Yes.
And I love the mission, really raising awareness and, you know, striving to bring equity and inclusion, you know, to a population that absolutely needs it. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming on the show. So we want people to know can you just repeat that again?
Every Tuesday night at 5:30 at Resurrection Lutheran Church. We have our concert coming up on April 25th. We always do the Folk Fest. We're first in line, usually the first act at the Folk Fest. And we just have a great time. It's great.
I could tell.
Please come.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming. And we look forward to hearing more.
We hope to see you there.
Yes, yes. I'll definitely be there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.